This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett, and we're talking with Jim Witt. He's our regular contributor from theweatherwiz.com. And Jim, let's talk hurricanes.
Mike, last week, of course, we talked about the dreaded tornado, which was small but violent storm with a narrow path of destruction, but that narrow path can stretch for hundreds of miles, especially in the center of the nation, which we call Tornado Alley. The winds spiraling around the funnel of a tornado can reach speeds of 200 to 300 miles per hour. But today, we are going to examine another deadly storm, very different from the tornado. It's the hurricane. Hurricane is huge. Unlike a tornado, a hurricane can measure 600 to 700 miles in diameter. Winds near the center of the storm can reach speeds up to 200 miles an hour. And whereas a tornado lives on land, a hurricane can only form and survive over warm ocean waters. In the center of a hurricane, there's an eye. In the eye, the winds are calm or very light. The sky above is many times just clear, and the diameter of the eye can vary greatly, sometimes measuring only a few miles in diameter, other times 30 to 40 miles in diameter. Now, the winds around the eye swirl at 75 to 200 miles an hour. The storm itself only has a forward speed of about 12 to 25 miles an hour. So let's see how these storms form. Where? When? For a hurricane to form, it must be, of course, over ocean waters. The ocean waters must be at least 80 degrees Fahrenheit. Hurricanes cannot form right near the equator or on the equator because there's no Coriolis force at the equator. It's the Coriolis force that causes the spin of a hurricane. Now, as a result, hurricanes generally form 5 to 15 degrees north or south latitude from the equator. All right, when is the hurricane season? Well, in the Atlantic Ocean, the season starts June 1st and ends November 30th. In the Pacific Ocean, the season starts May 15th and ends November 30th. So let's go through the stages in the development of a hurricane. In the Atlantic, these storms usually start out as a weak, low-pressure system that drifts westerly in the trade winds. We call this a tropical wave. After a few days, this area gets better organized. Thunderstorms containing heavy rains and gusty winds expand. Now we call this area a tropical depression. As further development takes place, the winds exceed 38 miles an hour, and we label this as a tropical storm. Now, if this area continues to strengthen, it will be upgraded to a hurricane when the winds reach 75 miles an hour. Now, hurricanes can and do continue to strengthen. So there is a scale to measure the strength of a hurricane. It's called the Saffir-Simpson Hurricane Scale. The weakest hurricane, a Category 1, has winds between 75 and 95 miles an hour. A Category 2 hurricane has winds of 96 to 110 miles an hour. Category 3, winds of 111 to 130 miles an hour, and these storms can cause extensive damage. Now, when the winds reach speeds of 131 to 155 miles an hour, the storm is deemed Category 4, and the damage is extreme. Hurricanes with winds over 155 miles an hour are labeled Category 5 hurricanes, and these storms do catastrophic damage. Now, one might think that most lives are lost due to hurricanes because of strong winds. Well, some lives may be lost as a result of the winds, but it is the water associated with hurricanes that cause the most deaths. As winds spiral around the storm, they push water into a mound at the storm's center. As the storm's center approaches the land, it is this mound of water that rushes ashore, causing devastating floods. The surge of 18 to 20 feet of water is not out of the question. This wall of water can knock down buildings, sweep people out into the ocean. Of course, we call that the storm surge. It is the real killer. Now, lately, scientists delve deeper into the nature of hurricanes. They're finding out that more unusual occurrences happen. For example, scientists are now discovering when hurricanes come ashore, they spawn tornadoes, sometimes many, many tornadoes. We know the damage tornadoes can do. So in addition to the flooding and the wind damage normally associated with hurricanes, we can now add tornado damage.
That's Jim Witt from theweatherwiz.com, and I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend.
America Weekend. Think green. Harrison with you. New research now debunks the myth that our brains naturally shrink as we age. Just published in the American Psychological Association's journal Neuropsychology, several studies found that researchers have historically overestimated shrinkage in the brains of older adults and underestimated the normal size of older, healthy brains. So if you're healthy, your brain will likely maintain its overall integrity. On the other hand, with brain diseases like Alzheimer's, the brain does indeed shrink. Alzheimer's is already the seventh leading cause of death in America, and with levels expected to rise as the huge baby boomer wave gets older. In fact, the authors of the German study concluded that as long as people stay mentally healthy, brain matter likely won't shrink much at all. So a nutritious diet, exercise, social engagement, and mentally stimulating pursuits keep our aging brains healthy. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com. Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This tough guy spent 12 years in the NBA where he averaged over 15 points per game. He's the first player to lead the NCAA in scoring and rebounding in the same year.
Going at each other, Michael Jordan and Xavier McDaniel having words. Double technicals were called.
So where is Xavier McDaniel now? Xavier lives in South Carolina where he owns a construction and janitorial service company. In 2003, he was a coach on the Spike TV series Slam Ball, and he's made several appearances on the TV show Pros vs. Joes. Xavier's flair for TV started years ago with an appearance on Married with Children.
You know, Mr. X, I might leave him alone. He played high school football.
Been here for me, you're leaving the game on a stretcher.
As an actor, Xavier McDaniel is a pretty good ball player. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call now, 888-759-MYTV.